Bruce Williamson is a spokesman for Rail Future, representing passengers. Good morning to you, Bruce.
Morning.
I mean, this is going to be quite depressing, isn't it, for an awful lot of people. We are looking at another strike. I mean, it's been happening all over the country for the last few years. It's all over who gets to open and close train doors and whether it's dangerous for drivers rather than guards as extra employees on the trains to open those doors, despite repeated assurances from the Rail Watchdog that driver-only controls are safe. The RMT is still battling on this.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's actually not really about who presses the button. It's about the security of the position of the guard. I mean, this has been rumbling on for years and years, isn't it? You know, we've talked about this several times, haven't we?
Yeah. So
I think it's about the assurance about whether or not the guard will always be on the train.
Whether the guard is still there anyway, because the argument is if his or her job isn't to open and close the doors, eventually the railways are going to say this person is superfluous with increased automation, and they're not going to have the guard, and that's going to be job losses.
Exactly, yeah, and also there is implication for sort of safety and security of people on the trains. It's not about the actual safety of opening and closing the doors. It's about, you know, whether there is that presence on the train, you know, in case something goes wrong, because I think Southwest Trains want the option in exceptional circumstances to run the train without the guard on board, and the RMT, I think, sees this as the thin end of the wedge.
Yeah.
You know, exceptional circumstances become routine, and then they do away with the guard altogether.
Which, again, has happened on other railways. And again, there is a concern about busy platforms, particularly longer platforms where there's a curve. And again, I think those are fair discussion points, but I mean, it's a three-year dispute now. It's been going on, of course, with Southern Railways. Many people in that South East area facing that, Northern Railway as well. South West Rail, they run 1,700 trains a day. They go into London's Waterloo, the country's busiest train station, for Surrey, Hampshire, Berkshire, Wiltshire, Dorset, Somerset and Devon, 216 million passengers a year, 600,000 a day. This is going to have a huge effect on people, not just going to and from work, lots of commuters on that sort of commuter belt line, but also it's going to affect people travelling home for Christmas.
Well, indeed, yeah. You mentioned it's a huge chunk of southern England that this affects, you know, and quite clearly it's going to have an impact on people. And, you know, we as a rail campaign group, you know, we want to see this resolved. It doesn't reflect very well on the rail industry that this can't be resolved when it has been resolved on other franchises and other lines. So, you know, why they can't resolve this, heaven knows.
Does it always seem to get resolved with everyone getting a bumper pay rise?
Possibly, but it isn't about pay, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You know,
but somehow on other railway lines, even though it's not about pay and it's about safety, it has always been resolved with everyone getting a pay rise, funnily enough.
Right, okay. Well, yeah, you know, maybe that's the key to it then. But, I mean, the thing about the franchising system is that, you know, it's a sort of race to the bottom where every franchise operator, you know, is putting in the lowest bid. So money is tight and
This is part of the problem with the franchise operation. There's no doubt at all. I mean, the terrible pretend part privatisation of the railways. Indeed. Spokesman for Rail Future, representing passengers, Bruce Williamson. Thank you very much indeed.